The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Jennifer Leitzel. She's with the Mayville Lions Club. They have, for a number of years, in fact, this is the big fifth year, been having a showcase. And they've been holding it in Caro, the Made in the Thumb Entrepreneurial Showcase, fifth annual this year. And we're here to talk about what's coming up, when and where. Thanks for being with us again this year.
Thank you for having us.
I guess first thing I'd ask is when and where?
It will be October 26th, starts at 9 a.m., ends at 3, and it's at the American Polish Hall on M24 in Caro.
So that's kind of as you're going south out of Caro on 24.
Right. It's a couple of miles outside.
Everyone in Caro probably knows where it's at, but you're hoping to pull in from further away, and we're just giving a little clue as to where they need to go. And I'm sure your GPS and your smartphones can probably direct you right there and say, you've arrived, and there's the sign.
Right, absolutely. And there's going to be somebody out there cooking ribs on the right roadside, so you can follow the smell, hopefully.
Follow your nose or follow
absolutely.
The GPS? Well, terrific. I understand the people doing the ribs are kind of famous around the area?
They are. It's Carlos Ribs, called The Pit, from Vassar, and he has quite a following.
And if you're looking for something to nibble on, that would be a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I understand the Lions Club is not going to be shut out on this. If you're not really into getting yourself all sticky with ribs, you have something a little cleaner to eat.
Yes, we will be having bratwurst and chips and hot dogs. They'll be sold there in pop.
And that's just on pretty much the outside. The inside is where all the action is.
Absolutely.
Now, has this been growing? You're in your fifth year. Have you seen from year one that there's more of an interest as far as people participating and people coming?
The first year we had 12 tables and 4 informational tables. This year we have 31 tables plus 6 informational tables.
And I understand you've got a wide variety of things people might not realize as being made, manufactured, or processed or grown here in the Thumb.
Absolutely. I think people are not aware of what we have right here in the Thumb, and this is one of the reasons we have the show. We encourage people to stop by, see what's available before they go Christmas shopping, before they do any shopping. See what's available in your own backyard. Help strengthen your community by shopping local, and you'll be surprised at what's around and the variety of things that we do showcase.
And when we think of this, we think of, you know, because we're an agricultural area, we think of products like that are produced that are foodstuffs. But there's a lot of other things that are made in the Thumb that get showcased.
Absolutely. We have honeys, of course. We have really famous honeys from our area. But we also have furniture. And I'm not talking, I mean, we are lucky that we have local Amish furniture that's made to order, but we also have other types of furniture that will be showcased there. And we have a gentleman, he's called Sawdust Corners, and he makes some of the most beautiful raw edge furniture. It's available, and it's affordable, and it something where you come in and see something you like and you want it made to order to fit your home, you can come right to this gentleman and you know, he'll do it. He'll make it for you.
The raw edge is trendy right now.
It is, and it's beautiful. And it will last forever. I mean, this is huge, humongous wood.
And you know it's not a veneer over flake board.
No, it isn't. It is not. It's just, it's beautiful. And there's so many products like that. We have somebody that's making...
And the benefit of this is they make each piece individually, so each individual thing can be done to a custom size, to a custom way you want it, custom finish. You know, if you've got light woods in your house, you go that way. If you have dark woods, you go other ways. It's it's not like you have to order it special. Every order is special.
Right, exactly. And it's locally sourced, too. It's trees right here in the Thumb.
And if you have Grandpa's old oak that they cut down in the backyard, you might be able to do something with
yes, it. Yes, absolutely. You can bring that in, and it'll be an heirloom. Not only was it Grandpa's oak, but it'll probably be your grandchildren's.
That was Mom's table, and now
right.
It's my table.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Well, terrific. What kind of businesses do you have coming? I know you've got a couple on a sheet here you gave me that you're naming. I imagine if there's 31 or so, this doesn't count them all, but what things do you think people are going to really pop?
Well, we have Old Jubal's Trading Post. This is a first this year. He's going to be he makes custom knives. So okay. He's going to be bringing his knives, and I think...
Are we talking hunting or cutlery for the house?
I believe he has both.
Oh.
And he also has...
I sharpen things, butter knives would be the only thing I'd be making.
I think he will be bringing some mittens and things made of skin. He's going to have a little trading post set up, so it's really going to be unique this year for us. And we have the Stone Ground Flower Company. They will be bringing flowers that they have been doing, and they will explain to you if you have your own grain.
And we mentioned this before we started. Every one of these companies is bringing in something you can see. You can see
yes.
the handiwork. You can see what they have to offer. They may not be ready to sell you right away what they've got in front of them because then they can't show anybody else, but you get an idea of the craftsmanship and the type of materials that are used.
Absolutely, and most of them will be bringing stuff to sell. That was, we
the flour,
asked.
Like you could bring bags of that. Or
yes,
whatever,
they'll bring in bags of flour. We have.
But people don't realize milling flour, you know, unless you're a baker or something, there are different levels of grind for different things. You have the pastry flour, you have the all-purpose, you have, harder flour for things that need that to hold up whatever you're making. I'm not a cook, but I watch a lot of TV. and all of these things are made for different things, and you can get what you need, which might not be readily available where you're going now.
Absolutely. We also have Garrett's Custom Creations. He will make cups, and he's right here from Elkton. He will make cups exactly with what you want, saying the plastic tumblers. I believe they're like insulated, that you can see them all over. But he will make them with schools, businesses, things like that. And he's going to be bringing tumblers to sell. He's also going to be bringing some with different logos from different schools from around the area. So he's going to be new this year. We have Gypsy Rose Clothing. She.
That sounds provocative.
It does.
Sounds provocative. Can we
she's,
do this on the radio?
She's making clothes right in Caro. So she's done some things. I was in there talking to her, and she was making a robe for the Cass City Pearls and Pajamas, I believe it was called, fundraiser. She was tailoring a robe for a lady right there and then for this fundraiser so she could wear it. So she's got a variety. She will be there. And you can come and see, try on her clothes or have her custom make something for you.
And again, like we were talking about with the furniture place, everything she does is one of a kind.
Absolutely.
You know, there's not a factory behind her printing off, 17,000 of these a day.
Right.
So everyone's custom. You can get the color you want and a good fit, everything else that you might not get off the rack.
Right. Exactly.
And it's local.
Specific for you and locally made. Absolutely. And these people that stay in the community support the community. So when you're supporting them, you're supporting your community.
You're going to need to ask her if in years to come she's going to have clothing made of Thumb area hemp.
Absolutely.
That's a business that just seems to be kicking off. They make clothes, they make ropes, they make bags for grocery shopping and such. So I imagine that could be a locally grown material.
Absolutely. We have hops in the Thumb for beer. We have so many lovely little wineries. We have so much
and
going on.
Their specialties. They have their own blends, their own, and so you know if you try one, try the others. You'll find something probably you like at each of them.
Right. Exactly.
And it's local. They're grown here. You know that it's not been. You know, and nobody wants their wine shaken up by sending it. You know, a freighter overseas from
right.
year to year. You get wine that's fresh and it's in the bottle. Right here.
Right. It just amazes me the things that are going on in the Thumb that people are not aware of. They talk about Traverse City wines. We have that quality or better right here in the Thumb. We have craft breweries. We'll have at the show a lady who does her own, she shears her own sheep and alpaca, and she will be bringing wool and you know, there's people that will spin it for you. There's people that will make things for you or teach you how to make it, teach you how to do it. We've got people that have goats. They make goat milk soap. They'll be at the show. And they can make something also specific, a specific fragrance, color, if you want to give some out for gifts. I mean, there's such a huge variety of things that people overlook that are going on. You don't need to go to Target or some of those places, JCPenney's. They're lovely. We need our malls and everything, but there's so many things that we can get locally that are as good or not, if not better, than some of the things you can get at the store.
And a lot of times, things that are locally grown in local soil with its own pH and properties in it has its own unique flavor that can trigger a memory. I grew up north end of the Detroit area. Romeo, that area, apples. I can tell you if it's one of them or if I'm getting it from Washington State, you know, in a bite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and triggering a memory like when you were a child when grandma used to make stuff, you know, this can also make things more flavorful to you because it is the local product.
Exactly. You can watch your local craftsman. You can order exactly what you want, how you want it made, how you want it ground, however you want it. And, you know, and your kids can come back to that. Hopefully we're establishing businesses where they're going to last a long time and see your family through and hopefully your family's family.
And, you know, you never know if it's going to go really big or if it's just going to be a regional phenomenon that, you know, lives on. But it is a way to not only promote the local area, but to create jobs here.
Absolutely.
Keep, you know, the younger generation maybe here working on your business to keep it going. And then it becomes theirs and they're still here. As opposed to a lot of the kids today that, you know, they go to college and then they're off somewhere and the Thumb has a older and older population, it seems, every year.
Right. And with this, there's a lot of skill. These people are bringing a lot of skill to the showcase, whether they're grinding their own flour, which is not something we each do in our kitchen. Okay.
And no, and it's not something you're going to want to sit there and try and do in a food processor or anything. They know exactly what they're doing and grinding is different than cutting.
Exactly.
So it ends up with a different texture and a different way of being used.
Right, or making your own tumblers that have everybody in your family's name on it. I mean, that's not something we could do. Making a huge batch of potato chips. I think he's got like 12 different flavors of potato chips. Our peanut brittle guy will be there again this year.
Oh, I imagine his samples go fast.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We also have Sisters Garlic coming back this year, and they can tell you what kind of garlic to use. They have, like, I can't tell you how many varieties. They can tell you what kind of garlic gives the best flavor, the sweetest flavor, the most robust flavor. I mean, these are experts in their field. And again, who knew we had a garlic farm, a huge garlic farm in Tuscola County?
They can tell you methods how to tame the taste of the garlic so that it's flavorful but not eye-burning.
Right.
And such. All these tips and all the... And then they'll have the garlic.
Exactly. They'll have garlic to sell.
But unlike the peanut brittle, people aren't sitting there eating cloves of garlic. I don't think so, anyway.
Right.
Well, you may have a sample, see what it tastes like, I'm sure. Because, again, if you're showing how it's different, you might be doing
that. Right. They make their own garlic salt and
paste and such like
yes.
that?
Yes. And it's all available. And, again, I'll tell you how much to use, how strong it is. So this is not something, there's no crafts involved. It's not something that you will see at a craft show. Some of this you will see at Farmer's Market, but all of this we hope is sustainable within the thumb area, that if some of these things they can teach their employees how to do, they can get employees. Some of these might increase curiosity and get people to start their own business. There's so much that can take off from these, but the bottom line is we hope it helps the community. We hope it helps people stay established within their own community and the community grow stronger.
At what point do the people become eligible for the showcase? I mean, there are people that we have here in Huron County at the Tech Center. There's an incubator where people who say they have a great jelly recipe or something or are doing something can learn how to do it more on an industrial scale or a commercial scale, I guess would be a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they aren't really in business yet. Do they have to already be incorporated as a business, per se, to get into the showcase? Do they need to have at least a website or something that they're selling stuff on? Is there parameters? Because it seems like this could go way afield.
Yeah, no, there aren't. We're always looking for somebody new to introduce their products. Every year we know that a couple more have been established and we let them go ahead and do their own thing with their products, and we get a couple new in to showcase. So the Mayville Lions Club does have a website where you can get a hold of us. And we're always out looking. Wherever we see, we visit craft shows, we visit farmers markets, we visit just about everybody that we can whenever we see any event coming, so that we can go through and look for people that are not doing crafts but have a small business. And this is something, even if they just do it on the weekends or after work, but a sustaining business, something that they can continue on.
Because they've already taken the steps. If you're making a food product,
mm-hmm.
you have to know the rules for how it's prepared so that it meets standards for the Michigan Department of Agriculture, so it's safe. If you're doing a winery, you have to be with the Liquor Control Commission so they know if you're selling it, how it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
There are different levels to a small business, but once you've reached the stage where you're selling it as a product and not as on your home stand in front of your house, I think mm-hmm. I think the rules change.
Right. We have the home cottage law, which has helped a lot of people get started, made it more viable for those that want to do like potato chips and peanut brittle. They can go right to the source and know who made it and see what they're doing and everything. And these people can give out their cards and you can get, I mean, if it's like the peanut brittle, it's not just peanut brittle. If you want more cashews in that brittle and you want a little bit extra spice or you want something added, he'll do that. But again, he knows what he's doing, and under the home cottage law, he was able to bring his peanut brittle to the forefront, and that's his family recipe for 65 years.
And while he may not be able to buy the peanuts locally, we don't grow them here like they do in Georgia, we have sugar factories that
right.
make the brittle part of it.
Exactly. And
it's still a local type of product.
Yeah, he's got his Michigan sugar flag right there. He only uses Michigan sugar in his peanut brittle. So he's supporting us that way.
So everything in here has got something that's kind of sourced locally.
Absolutely. Except maybe the tumbler guy who makes the glasses.
But even he's doing the work here.
Oh, he's doing the work here. Absolutely. Absolutely.
He may have ordered the tumblers from someone, but he gets the artwork
absolutely
properly and knows where to get the the full renderings of what you want.
Exactly, exactly.
Because you could order it from some company and you'd get the Laker basketball team would be the L.A. Lakers.
Yeah.
And you get them just 3 days before you want to get them out and like, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Nobody here is a Laker basketball
right.
fan that
and
way.
Right, some, from some company in a different state with, you know, with no ties to the Thumb. Here, he's got ties to the Thumb. He know, you know that if you don't like it, where to go. And they will have cards to hand out. So even
That's
if you don't want
to
buy.
Going to have
yes.
cards. So if you see something you like, you'll even when you leave, if you don't have time to sit down and get an order or anything, you'll know how to contact
exactly,
them.
Exactly. That information will be there. That's one of the requirements we have.
And everyone's going to have some of their product there, and everyone is going to be there available to talk. It isn't,
mm-hmm.
just, it isn't just a static display.
No.
You're expecting people to be there to explain how it's made, how to, how long it takes, you know, from wanting it to getting it, because things take time.
Right, exactly, exactly. And
if you're
how
looking
you
for
want
a table,
it.
You may not have it for Thanksgiving if you go to the event, because it's being custom made.
Right, exactly. But you may have it for Christmas. Who knows?
Well, you may have to pony up a little more to make it a priority over
mm-hmm.
someone else that may. But you know, like I say, it's all custom work. It's
exactly.
Not, it's not rolled off a factory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I assume you're expecting a good crowd. You're assuming there's going to be a sixth next year.
Yes.
Okay, and. Is this something kind of unique? I mean, do you are there other areas? Did you hear of this being done somewhere else, or is this something that kind of just came to light at the Lions Club?
Well, at the Lions Club, we were discussing fundraiser, and believe me, this is a fundraiser. We have
gotta sell them brats and them hot dogs,
right? And we have Cook Chevy,
is free,
right?
Admission
is free.
It's the hots and brat dogs out there, that brats and hot dogs out front. That's the fundraiser that keeps you guys doing your work.
Right, right. That and the sense of community that we're bringing to the show. But, you know, you see so often Made in Michigan, but nobody ever had Made in the Thumb. So we kind of came up with this idea because everybody looks at the Thumb as, yeah, you've got to get out of the Thumb to get anything decent. And it was like, no, you don't, you know. It's no surprise we have a lot of good businesses, small businesses in the Thumb, that people were not aware of. And so we decided that we would let them know what's available.
And there are seasonal businesses this time of year. You know, you'll have pumpkin patches, people selling that. You'll have corn mazes and such. Not usually a year-round endeavor as most of these that you're showcasing are.
Right.
Even if the product isn't available, they can store it or find another way to get it until it is in season. But for the most part, they're year-round businesses.
Right, exactly.
And it runs from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. Is, in past experience, is it best to get there early? So you can, so the samples haven't run out and you're able to see everything?
Absolutely. The last 2 years, we've been really totally packed. By 11 o'clock, it's hard to get through. So the earlier, the better. We do have people that drop in, start shopping at about 8. So, yeah.
People are still setting up at that point.
People are still setting up, but they're trying to, I mean, foster your bread company. As soon as he starts setting up, he's got people walking in the door at 8 o'clock. So in Lisa's cookie jar, people stop on their way to work to open the cookie jar and get a few.
Now, if people are thinking this is kind of like, you know, like a farmer's market, you know, or whatever, where you kind of dicker back and forth on the prices, are these people pretty much set? They know what they have to charge to make money off their product, or does some of that still go on?
No.
I mean, I don't want people to go there with unexpected expectations that,
yeah,
you know, we're going to, oh man, we're going to get to this guy first and we're going to get a table for $30.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much set. They know they're business people. So they may be small business people, but they are business people. So their prices, I think, are pretty much firm.
And they may have built into their things, you know, prices that vary on volume.
Exactly.
As most places do. If you're, mm-hmm. if you're buying a single batch or if you're buying a whole lot, there may be a slight discount to doing that because you just get the thing rolling and keep going.
Right, right.
Okay. And do you get feedback from the people who've been there in the past about how it's helped them? Do they get sales out of this? Do they find that people are now aware that they're around?
Yes. People are made more aware, and I hear that all the time. But the best feedback I get is when we get calls in May and say, please save me a spot when you do it in October because I did so good last year. And people have been coming back to me throughout the year that I want to make sure I'm in the showcase this year.
Before we started, you mentioned that usually some people have other obligations or something. That's how you get new people in every year. There'll be something you haven't seen before at each time you come.
Right. Sometimes, you know, somebody's getting married. I've heard it this year, somebody
that
wanted
a
table.
They don't ask you to change your date?
No.
Some people can get kind of pushy.
Right. But we can't do that. We can only book the hall so much in advance. So, yeah, we can't change the date. But when they have something coming up, that's understandable. But we can, you know, say, well, let's try again next year. But this year, that gives me a table to bring somebody new in.
And apparently you're finding people are, you know, it isn't, I'll call you, you're calling me.
Right. Yeah.
So the word spread.
Yes, absolutely.
And do you find you have to, I know sometimes, and I'm referring to the farmers markets because it's just, but they try to get a variety when they might, you know, at this time of the year, get everybody who has tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they want, you know, a variety in there. Do you strive to have a variety and not have, you know, 15 honey producers or something? You know.
Yes, absolutely. We need to showcase the whole variety of things that are going on in the thumb. I never knew so many people that made furniture. I mean, you know, you see the sign Amish made, but then you go out and look, and yes, we've got a lot of people that do Amish furniture. We've also got a lot of people that do other types of furniture. We'll have somebody at the show that makes breadboards out of locally sourced woods in his mom's backyard, which is right in Gagetown. So
they call it now Treeless Acres?
Yeah. Pretty much so, but you know, that type of thing, and his breadboards are just beautiful, but he will custom make for you.
Size, thickness, materials.
Absolutely.
And he knows how to put a finish on them that is safe, that, you know, you can cut on it and you don't have to worry that you're cutting and chipping off something that really you don't want in your food.
Right.
He knows what materials
exactly.
Proper.
And this isn't just a plastic showy piece or, you know, flexible or something. These cutting boards, I've looked at them. I'm sure that they will last at least 60 years, at the very least. They're beautiful.
So these might be like the pots that you hang in the kitchen as decoration as well as use. You could keep the board out. You don't have
Absolutely.
To necessarily sock it away under the counter somewhere.
Absolutely.
It's something that really looks nice out on the counter just as it is.
Absolutely. And
sometimes a few cuts in it just lets you know it isn't a showpiece, it's a working piece.
That's right. And what's so super is the skill and the pride that these people have in what they're doing. Everybody that I've talked to, everybody at the show, they really, when they come to the table and explain what they're doing and why, you could see the pride. You could see the pride in their product. And they want people to come back because they've taken pride. It's not just something you buy off the shelf that's going to fall apart in a year and, oh, you've gotten a great deal. They take the pride in making it and displaying it and putting their name on it so that you can go back. And when you say, I got this breadboard or I got this tumbler or I got this table, I know where I got it, and he's still in business, and he can make one for you. And when you call this person back and they say, hey, this is what I do. Of course I can make it for you. We have the Red Moon Forge, which is right here in Sebring also. And April just can do wonders with metal. And, you know, she will do anything that you want. She can create out of metal just about anything, whether you want a shepherd's hook or a hook for over the stove to put your pots and pans on, or a trivet. This woman just can do so many wonderful things with metal. And it's a skilled trade, and she will make exactly what you want, and she takes so much pride in her work. Every one of these people at the show is very important to us because they're important to the community, but they also are skilled tradesmen, and that's something that we're losing.
You keep the trades alive. So much of it's being farmed out into factories that craftsmanship is, that makes it an heirloom. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is Mom's cutting board that you remember her as a kid, she made everything on, you know. When Mom passes, the kids will be fighting for who gets the things that really stick in your head, that this is what she used and all the good memories that come from everything she baked.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Alrighty. So again, this is coming up when?
October 26th, Saturday, a week from this coming Saturday. October 26th from 9 to 3.
And it's at the Polish American Club on M24.
Yes.
Just kind of south of Kara.
Right.
On M24. Stop on out and you see a lot of the things that are made in the thumb. And if you do have such a business and you want to see what it'd be like to be showcased, stop on out. See the kind of reaction you get from people there. You might want to be there next year.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for being with us again this year and letting us know about it. Again, it's a week from Saturday. Polish American Club on M24 in Carroll, the Made in the Thumb Entrepreneurial 5th Annual Showcase. You're working up into where you're supposed to be getting, you know, presents of certain kinds in the 5th anniversary or something. And the showcase is free. There will be brats and hot dogs on the outside from the Mayville Lions Club. There'll also be, is it Carlos Ribs?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be out there as well, so there's food. There's lots of good stuff inside and plenty to learn about of what's happening in the thumb that you probably didn't know. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I hope you again get a good turnout and have some good weather.
Thank you so much.
Our guest today on the program has been Jennifer Leichel. She is with the Mayville Lions Club, talking about the Made in the Thumb Entrepreneurial 5th Annual Showcase coming up a week from Saturday, October 26th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Polish American Club on M24 in Carroll. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.